So results from Turkey's closely contested presidential election are going down to the wire, with a runoff looking increasingly likely. With vote counting in its final stages, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his main rival, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, remain short of the 50% threshold to avoid a second round. So let's take a closer look at the figures as they stand right now. With over 98.22% of the ballot boxes opened, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has 49.34%, and his main rival, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, has nearly 45%. That is according to state media. President Erdogan says the opposition are trying to fool people by saying they're ahead, but stated if the election does go to a second round, he's ready for it.
600 bin civarında fark attık.
We have seen that the margin with the closest opponent is more than 2 million votes, and with the final result, we will see a wider margin. We don't know if we will have a runoff, but if this is the result of the first round, the results of the runoff will be the same. If our nation has decided to go to a second round, we will respect that decision.
Resul Serdar has been following the elections from the headquarters of the Governing AK Party, the Justice and Development Party, in Ankara.
We have seen that people have waited for him for hours and hours. Of course, they were expecting him to say that we have won. They were expecting him to declare or announce a victory, but that didn't come. So he said that they are clearly leading the polls. However, they have to wait for the unofficial results to be announced by the High Election Committee. And he said that we are not like the opposition. We are honest against our nation. We are not trying to manipulate the results while the votes are still being counted. So he says that the winner here in this election is the democracy. And he says that the accusations that are coming from the opposition toward the results or the institutions are actually showing the internal fights within the opposition. And that has been an argument of Erdogan throughout of his all election campaign. He was emphasizing the fragility of the opposition, and he was saying that they do not have a common goal but some interest, and he was saying that this coalition will not be able to keep itself together. Then later, at the end of his speech, he started to talk about how they have distanced themselves from the terrorism, from the PKK, because throughout his election campaign, he was accusing the opposition also to cooperate with the PKK as well. So from that point on, we can see that it started to become a kind of campaign speech. So as of now, it seems that he's also expecting the elections to go to the second round. That's why he has already started the campaign here.
Well, Turkey's opposition presidential candidate Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu says he's ready for a runoff election.
Despite his smearing campaign against us, Erdogan hasn't gotten the result he wanted. We have to wait for the final results. If the first round wasn't enough to receive the mandate, we are going to get it in the runoff election.
Let's hear now from Hashim Alabara, who's at the CHP opposition headquarters in Ankara.
For the opposition coalition, the preliminary results and the strong indications that we are definitely going to go to a second round are a vindication for what they have been saying over the past few months, which is the need for a new chapter in Turkey. They say that their rival President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of the ruling AK Party failed to win a vote of confidence, and that the runoff is going to be another decisive moment for them to move forward and win the election. Their message has so far been that of the need to restore democracy and to fix the economy. And it remains to be seen that whether they will be able to energize the voters across the country to win the election. There is a new element in this election, which is basically the remarkable performance of the third candidate, Sinan Oğan of the ATA Alliance. The opposition is going to talk to him for a potential coalition, expanding the coalition for him to join them. If that happens, their chances for winning the election are going to be extremely strong. But if they fail, they will have to look into biting into the support base of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in rural areas in across the country. But as far as the opposition is concerned, they say that the tonight is an indication that they are likely to reverse the trend of the unprecedented number of political election wins by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. And it's just a matter of time before they defeat him in the runoff. Hashim Ahbar, Al Jazeera, Ankara.
A third presidential candidate, Sinan Oğan, has secured over 5% of the vote so far. And if there's a runoff, his endorsement could be crucial. And so far, he's refusing to back either Erdogan or Kılıçdaroğlu.
It seems elections will go to second round and Turkish nationalists and Kemalists will be the determinants of the runoff. Dear friends, there'll be another difficult 15 days ahead of us. And during this time, if the elections are completed with the current results and go to the second round, we will do our best to make this process a good one for our nation and our country. At this time, we are not saying that we will support one party or the other.
Let's hear now from Sona Çaptay, who's an author who directs a Turkish research program at the Washington Institute think tank. He says the results of Sunday's vote are confounding expectations.
Polls were showing that opposition candidate Kılıçdaroğlu would be in a more contested race with President Erdogan, perhaps falling within the same percent point. So President Erdogan pulling up maybe 3 points ahead or more. That's surprising. What is even more surprising is the emergence of a third poll candidate. This was supposed to be a two-way race between Erdogan and Kılıçdaroğlu. A third poll candidate, his name is Oğan, who got not a significant part of the vote, but enough to be a spoiler. He got 5%, and that probably denied either of the two candidates a 50% outright victory, likely forcing the election to a runoff. This candidate, Oğan, is an anti-immigrant, anti-refugee candidate, and I think it's basically a new epoch in Turkish politics, because both sides will court him to get his votes, and they will have to do at least something to satisfy his base and his message. Probably President Erdogan more likely, because although he's centrist, supposedly doesn't sync up with either of the parties, polls were showing that he was getting more voters from Erdogan's alliance than from Kılıçdaroğlu's alliance. And Oğan has a bargain here. He wants the pro-Kurdish HDP support for the opposition leader Kılıçdaroğlu to end. That will be a trade-off for the opposition bloc, whether they want Kurdish votes or the votes of this immigrant party. So this is really going into an interesting two-week period. In most countries, elections last one day. In Turkey, I think they'll last for 15 days, starting from today until the end of the runoff on the 28th.
Well, earlier, my colleague Sami Zidan spoke with political analyst Hakan Akbas, and he asked him whether the votes coming in from abroad would help President Erdogan secure victory.
About 30% of them have been counted. And secondly, there's already a 60-40 sort of breakdown, 60 in favor of Erdogan. But most of the people who left Turkey in the last 5 years, I would say they would tend to vote for the opposition. So again, it's unclear whether he would get all the numbers. And he needs to get at least 1.6 million votes to be able to emerge as the winners, taking more than 50% of the votes.
But the task is easier for him at this point, given that what we know he has 49-point-something%, whereas Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu has 44%, right?
He's closer to win, but it would appear that given the breakdown of the overseas ballots and most likely where they would be headed, as well as the Istanbul, uncounted Istanbul votes or contested or objected Istanbul votes would most likely favor the opposition because they are the opposition's strongholds. So, again, it is still unclear to me that anybody would emerge as the winner.